This is KLCC News. I'm Angela Kellner. A team led by Oregon State University researchers used hydrophones to study underwater volcanoes. In the process, they came across a surprising sound, a huge iceberg scraping along the seafloor.
My name is Bob Ziak. I'm a professor in the Cooperative Institute for Marine Resource Studies at the Hatfield Marine Science Center. I'm also a acoustician who works for NOAA Acoustics Program. It's been known that icebergs can make really loud sounds when they run aground, but there hasn't been very many studies done on that, nothing comprehensive. I think what we're seeing that surprises us is just how much noise is being made by ice breakup up in the Southern Ocean around Antarctica.
So where did the team go and when did this happen?
This is from a series of experiments we did from 2005 to 2010. We deployed a series of hydrophones, which are underwater microphones, around a strait of water off the Antarctic Peninsula called the Bransfield Strait. And we also deployed a series of these hydrophones around South Georgia Island, which is all kind of around South Atlantic, north of Weddell Sea, around Antarctica.
And did you have access to these recordings while they were happening, or did you have to go back and collect the equipment?
Right. They're not real time, as we call them. They're set to record passively for up to 2 years, and we'd moor our hydrophones to the seafloor with a float and then go back once a year to recover the instruments and get the data back for analysis.
So how did you know when there was audio? Did you have to listen through hours of kind of nothing to end up with the treasure?
We do. We go through the data day by day. The project initially was funded to look at seafloor volcanic activity in this region. But what became readily apparent after looking at the data was just how much ice noise is on these records. And so we became curious about that. It went through that analysis that we found that we were seeing these really unique harmonic sounds, really loud harmonic sounds that are made, and we found that they were being created by these icebergs that run aground. While we were recovering our instruments, we went by a very large iceberg. We took pictures of it, and then we found it on satellite images and found that it was coursing through our hydrophone array, and that it was correlated with not only these harmonic sounds we were recording, but also a series of, we call them ice quakes, but when the iceberg breaks apart, when it gets into the warmer waters and starts to melt, we were recording these ice quakes as the iceberg was breaking apart, and we were able to locate it at the position that the satellite images had of the iceberg.
So the audio clip that you guys sent us, describe that for our listeners.
Okay, yes. It's the sound of this iceberg, which is named A53A. It's a 25 by 60 kilometer square area iceberg, and it runs aground in the shallow water off the Antarctic Peninsula. And as it runs aground, it scrapes along the seafloor, and that scraping, in essence, makes the iceberg begin to resonate like a tuning fork. And what you're hearing is the resonant sounds of this iceberg. It's a very loud sound. It's equivalent, roughly, to about a magnitude 5 earthquake from this iceberg running aground. It's kind of like a floating island out there. So when it impacts a continental shelf, it makes a loud noise.
What's your next step in this research? What will you do with this audio and the sound that you've gathered?
Well, we're really interested in quantifying just how pervasive and widespread ice noise is. And we understand that things change seasonally as ice noise becomes stronger and weaker, but we're interested in just how widespread the noises are. And we've had indications that we can hear the sound of breakup on ice on hydrophones that we have around the equator.
Bob Ziak is a professor with the Cooperative Institute for Marine Resources Studies at the OSU Hatfield Marine Science Center. Angela Kellner, KLCC News.